أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا، وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا، ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور، ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير، ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير، وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير، إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ، كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير، قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير، وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير، فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. Full of blessings is he in whose hand is the kingdom and he has power over all things. He who has created death and life, that he may test you, who of you is best in action, best in deed. And he is exalted in might, most forgiving. He who created the seven heavens in layers one above the other. You will not find any flaw in the creation of the most gracious. Then turn the sight again. Do you find any flaw? Then turn the sight for a second time. Your sight will turn to you. Turn the sight for the second time and your vision will return to you humbled and tired. Indeed, we have adorned the lowest heaven with lamps and lights and made them also missiles to drive away shayateen and prepared for them a blazing fire. And for the disbelievers, those that disbelieve and reject their Rabb, is the punishment of Jahannam, and what an evil end. When they will be thrown therein, they will hear its groaning whilst it's blazing away. And takadu tamayyazu min al-ghayz, almost bursting with fury. And whenever a group is thrown therein, the keepers of Jahannam will ask, did not a warner come to you? They will say, yes, indeed, a warner did come to us, but we rejected him and said that Allah Ta'ala hasn't sent down anything. You people are in a great error. And they will also say on the day of Qiyamah, لو كنا نسمع ونعقل, had we only heard and understood, we would have not been amongst the people of Jahannam. Then will they confess their wrong, and it will be said, فَسُحْقَ لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ, cursed be upon the people of Jahannam, those who fear their Rabb unseen. For those who fear their Rabb unseen is a forgiveness and a magnificent reward. And وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ, then whether you hide your speech or announce it, then he knows, and he knows everything, even the secrets of the hearts. And the one who was created, will he not know? And he knows the finest of mysteries and is fully acquainted. is He who has made the earth manageable for you, that you may walk about therein. So walk through its tracks and eat of His sustenance, and to Him is the resurrection. You will have to return to Him for rendering an account. Do you feel secure of the One that is in the heavens, that He may cause the earth to swallow you when the earth is shaking in a violent commotion as in an earthquake? Do you feel secure of the One that is in the heaven, that He can send down upon you a violent storm with showers of stones? And then will you know how terrible is My warning? And those before them, people came before them also rejected, then how terrible was My punishment? Don't they see it with the bird above them, stretching out its wings and folding them in? None but the Most Gracious holds them up. إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٍ. He sees everything. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ. Then, is there any power that can help you besides the Most Gracious Allah? Indeed, the unbelievers are in a deception. Is there anyone that provides you with sustenance if he has to hold back his sustenance from you? But the unbelievers persist upon transgression, and they are running away in their flight from the truth. Then the one who is walking, the one that will walk headlong upon his face, is he any better and more guided than the one that is walking evenly upon a straight path? قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ. Say, it is He who created you and granted you the faculties of sight, hearing and understanding. Little thanks and little appreciation do you people offer. It is He who multiplied you through the earth, and to Him will you be gathered back the day of Qiyamah. And then they ask in jest, when is this promise going to be fulfilled if you are saying the truth? Say, the knowledge of this is known by Allah Ta'ala alone, and I am only an open warner. Then at length, when they will see the punishment face to face, then سِيَتْ وَجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The faces of the unbelievers will be blackened, darkened. وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. And we said to them, yes, this is the very thing that you were requesting. You wanted this to be hastened. Now this has come to you. This is Surah Mulk. Nabi Sallam had loved that the Surah should be in the heart of every believer. And he encouraged this be recited before sleeping every night. It is an immunity from the trials and the tribulations of the grave. It is also known as the Munjiyah. It will save a person from the horrors and the terrors of the azab of the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala commences this surah, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. He has created the process of death and life to try you whose actions is best, whose works are best. But He commences with maut and thereafter hayat. He has created, like He has created life, He has created death. But He initiates the whole discussion with death. He has created death and life, pointing towards us that you will be right upon the earth if you have a goal. In fact, any work that you are doing, if there is a goal in mind, then you are on the track, you are moving right, you have got a direction in life. But if you don't have a goal and a direction in life, then you are a lost case. So, maut is the direction. As long as man keeps this in view, keeps it before him, then he is rightly guided. And the moment he deliberately ignores this, then he is going in circles, he is creating complications and confusions for himself. So as long as he realizes that he has to leave, he is working for that life that is called maut. So he's waiting, he's working towards maut. As long as he has that in mind, then he has a direction. He is intelligent. He is an understanding person. Therefore the hadith says that is the most understanding person who guards himself against wrong, things that are undesirable, and he is preparing himself for the life after death. So, as long as a person knows that there is a life after death, then he is moving in a right direction. There is some sense in what he is doing. There is some meaning to his effort and to his struggle. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. So, what is maut and what is hayat? So, they are both creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The body is composed of the soul and the body. So, there are two elements. One is the body, the physical body, and then is the soul. The soul separating the body is called death. If it separates the body permanently and forever, then this is called death. So the separation of the soul from the body is called death. It's not the end of existence. The existence continues. It is just a separation of the soul from the body. That is what we call death. But as far as the soul going on to a different plane, traversing to a different plane, this will continue. Like the world is one plane that the soul lives in this body, then the soul moves on to another plane after death. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. The third thing that we need to understand here, Salat Rasul says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That this whole process of death and life has been created to see whose actions and whose works are best. So this was the whole reason for the creation. Hence, the one that is engaged in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is as though he is alive. There is a meaning in his life. Therefore, the Quran Sharif said, "Man kana maytan fa'ahyaynahu." The one that is serving Allah ta'ala, he is in the obedience of Allah ta'ala, he is serving Allah ta'ala as though he is alive. And the one that is not serving Allah ta'ala, then he is as good as dead. Like a farmer has got an orchard and he's got trees, fruit trees. If the fruit tree is eating all the good fodder, all the nourishment that the farmer is providing, but it's not bearing fruit for all the duration, then the farmer says this is good as dead. It's not producing anything. This is a total liability. So similar is the case of that man who's enjoying all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an absolute liability. He's of no good whatsoever. So Allah ta'ala speaks about him, أَوَ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. So the one that is in the service of Allah ta'ala, really, he is the one that knows the meaning and the mystery of life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah ta'ala wishes to see whose action is the best. He doesn't say whose action is the most, but whose action is the best. The quality of his deed, the sincerity that supports the deed, the goodness of his work, this is what Allah ta'ala sees. Therefore, on the day of Qiyamah, the deeds are not going to be counted. They're going to be weighed. And it can be, it's possible, that the weight of one action be so great, that it will be greater than millions of actions of the next person. So what Allah ta'ala wants to see, what is the quality of your work, what is the beauty of your work, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, whose action and whose behavior is the best. So it's not the amount that you're doing, but how are you doing it, and what is the quality of your service. This is what Allah ta'ala wishes to see, what is the quality of service that you are offering me.